Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Danny Milliken.
Hour number two, Home Show Garden Pros. Got Anita Nelson here with me.
Here I am.
We are here to help you with your gardening problems, which I know you have. You know, I have them. You have them. I recently had a patch maybe like the size of a chair just totally fail in my lawn. Just like totally in the middle, like maybe like 4 feet away from.
What do you mean by fail? What happened?
The St. Augustine just died in it. So it dried out, died, and it was right after a rain too, so it wasn't water related. All the rest of the lawn looks great. Anyway, weird patch. So I'm kind of like seeing what happens, you know?
I have the leaf-footed bugs show up on my tomatoes.
Oh, see?
And I'm growing that blue indigo tomato.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It is a leaf-footed bug magnet.
Is it?
Which is a good thing because they're tending to stay away from the other tomatoes.
Yeah.
And I used your technique of just knocking them off into a
bowl.
Little bowl of oil.
Yeah.
And they're done for.
I think it's so simple.
It's so easy.
Yeah, yeah, it's so simple. You just got to get close to there and
just knock them.
I feel like mine are getting smarter and they kind of just creep around the tomato, so I got to get closer. But yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I think that's an underrated like mindset.
Technique, trapper plants?
Yes, trapper plants.
Trapper plants.
We just talk about trapper plants a little bit. It's just like underrated.
Yes.
So
yes.
I use one of them big time, Bloody Dock or Red Sorrel. Because army worms love it.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I start seeing damage on that, I know that they're coming.
Uh-huh.
But tell more a little bit about trapper plants.
Well, I know I don't usually do the whole trapper plant thing. I do know that a lot of eggplant growers will grow the white eggplant because that
gotcha.
Is, they'll put a white plant at the white eggplant at the end of every row of the purple ones as a trapper plant. But yeah, it's a great technique and for
it
attracting.
Is. The only other one I really know about is like crookneck squash being – so if you can get one crookneck squash, vine borers prefer it.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'll see the vine borers hit the crookneck squash, and then you know to protect your other squash or cucumbers. So,
well, or I will say I'll grow blue indigo tomato every year for this reason.
Yeah. Have you gotten to get any?
Yes.
How are they?
They're not sweet. They're not a sweet tomato.
Yeah, which that's fine for me.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, Sweet Tomatoes, the restaurant, is one of the casualties of the COVID economic impact.
Where?
They closed down. They're done.
Oh.
Yeah, the restaurant.
Oh, okay.
The, like, you know, kind of like super salad place.
Oh, my gosh. That just pains me.
Yeah. So they're not sweet tomatoes either.
Mm-hmm.
That's too maybe too soon to joke about that. But
you're
saying the blue are not a sweet tomato.
They're not a sweet tomato. And I posted it on Facebook about how it wasn't sweet. And somebody responded saying, that's great. I really don't want or like sweet tomatoes. So it's out there for you folks who don't want a sweet tomato.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, I love all tomatoes.
Me too.
Sweet. I like them sweet, but I love them when they're that, whoa, tangy. Strong flavor.
And I like the bland tasting pear ones too.
Yeah.
Which they're a low acid tomato.
Yeah, the low acid tomato. But they're on the sweet side.
They are.
When you grow them at home.
That's the preferred tomato of the birds in my yard.
Yeah, I can see why. Well, those also come off so easy.
And I don't mind sharing with the birds.
Yeah.
A pear tomato makes so many fruit.
Right.
There's plenty to share with the birds.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So while we're on tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting towards the end of the season.
Yes.
And so anything people should be kind of doing to prepare now, a way to highlight fruit access or, you know what I mean, anything like that, like
staking. That's what I
do. Oh, sure.
Staking
them.
But I did not grow my tomatoes in cages because I didn't have any. And that was hard.
You know, that's interesting. If you're out there and you're listening, 281-496-5711, I want to hear your tomato failures and your tomato successes. So, like, you didn't cage yours. I really let mine leaf way too much. I didn't prune off any of the suckers or the gaps or any blocking leaves. So, you know, wasps had no way to police the caterpillars. But what are some tomato mistakes that you made out there? 281-496-5711. Or what are some, like, moves you made that are like, oh, dang. Nice work. Like for me, it's planting the red sorrel. I knew that I was able to get ahead a little bit. I didn't lose that much crop to Omri worms this year. So 281-496-5711. Any gardening question, we're happy to help. Anita Nelson, expert, knowledge specialist. I'm here too. So we're here to answer your gardening questions. So this Memorial Day weekend, we're here to help you out. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
If you know you're going to build a pool, there's no time like today to do it.
That's Ashley, a recent U.S. Pool Builder client. Hi, Colt here from U.S. Pool Builder.
Do I want to wait till I feel like everything's perfect or build it now? Because I'm only going to use it the amount of days that I live in the house.
Let's get started planning your backyard dream pool.
When the people were working here, they were so meticulous.
U.S. Pool Builder.
I would recommend him 1,000 times over.
USPoolBuilder.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want. Answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Zach Buchanan from Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights.
Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 281-496-5711.
This is Diane Bolanowski from Warren Seven Gardens in beautiful Kingwood. It's getting hot out there. It's time to get in some of your Texas test plants and plants for pollinators. We have a great selection of plants for butterfly gardening and lots of plants that attract hummingbirds. Stop by and see the great selection. Also, did you know that a lot of common herbs are host plants for our butterfly friends? We also have milkweed in stock, so don't forget the monarchs. Our WSG greenhouse is brimming to the brim with lots of fantastic houseplants and tropical plants. We just got in a great selection of succulents, tillandsias, and some really unusual plants for you gardening enthusiasts that like something a little bit different. Also, we've got a fantastic selection of pottery. We just got in some beautiful new pottery pieces. If you don't feel confident in creating your own beautiful garden creations, stop by the garden center, and we're happy to do custom containers for you. Warren Southern Gardens is located at 1675 North Park Drive in Kingwood. Kingwood Garden Center is located at 1216 Stone Hollow Drive in Kingwood. For more gardening inspiration, check out our Pinterest and Facebook page. And now back to Anita and Danny.
That's right, Anita and Danny, 281-496-5711. Here on this kind of tax-free weekend, but really it's the big news is, you know, the big holiday, it's Memorial Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather's 100 years old. He's still alive, fought in World War II,
yeah.
Fighter pilot in World War II. Really great man. He's done conservation most of his life, worked for the Texas Railroad Commission. His brother, my Uncle Jim, recently passed away, mm-hmm. also a World War II fighter pilot. And so this Memorial Day is very like, yeah. actually like, man.
My grandfather was a Navy doctor.
Oh, wow.
And my father's brother, Jack Nolan, died in Okinawa.
Mm.
During World War II, in the last months of World War II, he was
wow. on a...
Anyway, I was born 9 years later on the island of Okinawa.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so it's kind of... But I was a girl, so I wasn't named after him.
Oh, yeah. So Jackina didn't...
Jacqueline, yeah.
Yeah, Jacqueline. Jacqueline. Jackina is not really the word, is it?
Which became a super cool name,
yeah.
Jackie Kennedy, but...
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just it is a good time,
mm-hmm.
an important time... To really remember your family members, your friends,
yes.
that do serve,
mm-hmm.
you know. And military service is not the only way to serve. But, like, It is laying the life down. So,
yeah. Well, yeah. The farmers served during World War II producing food for the country.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
For the troops.
Yeah. So anyway, we remember...
Our end of the business.
Yes, that's right. We remember remember those folks this weekend.
We do remember them.
So we're going to answer gardening questions, and we're gonna do that a little bit right now. So Maureen, you are on Home Show Garden Pros. Hello yeah. again.
Hello, yes. You went to another topic I had an interest in. several weeks ago, I think it was the two of you were on the air at the same moment.
Yes.
And
yes.
I called in and said my tomato plants were kind of pale. And you went on and recommended the MicroLife 624. And I couldn't believe it. It appeared to me overnight, but now I would actually truthfully say within 3 days, which I thought still was quite quick. And now I have a question for you. The plants are doing very well. They are green, as I said, and now I have lots of blossoms. But I haven't grown tomatoes in several years, so I'm kind of not sure of myself. I do have them covered with netting. I did have an opossum who enjoyed one small tomato, mm-hmm. but that's okay. but I need to know, because everything is happening automatically as it should and we hope for. But because I do have the blossoms and we are leaving the low temperature of the 70s, I know that that could cause a problem. So do I need to get out a little artist brush to pollinate anything? The blossoms look great.
Well, you can pollinate them all you want, but once the temperatures get above 80 at nighttime, they won't set fruit. That's the thing that happens. I think you're still going to get fruit on through May, all the way through May, into part of June, really. And this weekend, the temperatures are going to cool down a bit with the storms coming in. So I think you've got another 3 weeks of tomatoes coming on at least.
Oh, yeah, hallelujah.
That's the good news. Yeah,
and then there is one tomato that will produce all summer long.
What is that?
That's the Matt's Wild Cherry.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Tiny little pearl.
Tiny, but you'll get tomatoes.
Yeah. It's definitely, you take your gloves off and get a bowl and just fill
yeah.
it up.
Yeah. Just that's one tomato you should just keep in your yard at all times if you love tomatoes.
But the good news, Maureen, is that you're right. The big thing that affects tomato kind of growth and setting is the temperature, nighttime temperature. And I'm looking at the next week and a half, and truly, there's not a night after tonight that's over 71. And so,
okay.
And so we'll get
set.
Said that, though, it'll be rainy on and off, not ideal pollination weather. And so maybe getting the artist brush out is not a bad idea, just to guarantee that you're going to see it. So when I do it, I do touch every flower twice in kind of a chaotic order. And so it's kind of, I'm keeping track and getting every single one is not key, but, yeah, I think it's a good idea. It seems like certainly a labor of love, but this is your last chance to get them pollinated and get production.
Yes. And plus have lots of flowers in your yard to encourage bees.
Yeah, that's great. That's
oh, I do. No, yeah. I do. I have lantana right next to it, and that seems to really help the attraction. And then I've got some tubular type of, I call it a fire plant. It's a bush. And I don't know its proper name, but it's orange and yellow and
Himalaya.
A lot of hummingbirds. Yes, yeah. that's. I just didn't know what it was. But I do remember that reading that on the tag. So I do get lots of visitors. My last question is on the fennel bulb. I did get them from Anita weeks ago, and I'm afraid to dig around to see whether a bulb is actually forming.
It's probably too early for a bulb to form.
Or too
okay.
late. Well, the good news is the bulb forms above the ground.
Yeah, it does.
So no digging needed. It won't really form in the bulb is basically energy storage for seed production. So if it's already producing seeds or going towards flowers, then you're not going to see a bulb. So I would just try to keep it in place, maybe keep it smaller, and hopefully you'll get a bulb in the fall.
So I should trim it back. I've been pinching as though I would a basil
plant.
Yeah,
that's. I mean, this is a different sort of thing than that. But that's what I try to do is. And you'll see kind of new leaves coming on, like new growth tips down by the base of the roots. And if you see that, you can take off the whole or you can let it go to seed and get the seeds. You can take off the whole other branch because that new little plant will be fine on its own. But yeah, the bulb is above ground. They're not underground bulbs like most other bulbs.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you very much. I am enjoying today's program.
I heard birds chirping in the background.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah.
Oh, yes. No, I you got it. Yeah. Actually, one morning early, I recorded that. So that I, not those particular birds, but some really happy ones. And when things are kind of blue and it's raining, I'll actually play it back for myself.
Where are you from?
I'm sorry,
where are you originally from? Yeah.
Long Island.
I knew it. I heard it in your voice. I have cousins from Long Island. I could hear that accent.
I try so hard.
It's not a great accent.
Well, I don't know that, but other people say other things, not to me. But, you know, when I'm in social crowds, so I cringe when someone says, oh, you're from the Northeast. All righty. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Nothing wrong with being from the Northeast. We're glad you're here. So,
especially since you're such an enthusiastic gardener.
Absolutely. And you get to be encountered to the greatest conjunction on the planet, y'all.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah, it makes so much sense, you know.
Yes.
You, plural, totally under, you can't understand.
There is no you plural in the right. English language. That's why there's you guys, you all, you
right.
people.
We had to add all these versions of it. Easily the best one is y'all.
Y'all, simple. Absolutely.
You can make it even bigger, more mm-hmm. plural. Like, let's say you're taking a small group of people, but it's in a room of 50. You want to talk to all 50, all y'all. You know, it's like the perfect conjunction. It's
all
so
y'all.
Great. Yeah. I mean, you've. You know, it's really like, okay, that's
yeah.
you have is almost easier
yes.
to say than you've.
My daughter, if you listen to her videos, is always saying you guys because I'm from the, you know,
yeah.
East Coast. We said you guys. My mother-in-law is from upper state New York and says you people. And you people is very offensive
yeah,
to Southerners.
Yeah,
you can't do that down here.
It's interesting, though, because mm-hmm. it's like, this, you know, Southeast Texas is not known for its like political correctness exactly.
Yes.
But there you have y'all. It's not gender specific.
No.
It's no culture specific. It's
nope.
It really is everyone. All
yeah, everyone.
All.
It's perfect. You're
yeah.
right.
It's like it's solidarity in conjunction form. I'm a big fan.
But as you're going to say this is not the pronunciation. I don't know what the word is.
Yeah, I was about to say that. This isn't Home
were.
Show Conjunction Pros. It's Home Show Garden Pros. And
yes.
we'd love to hear your gardening questions. 281-496-5711. Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens is here to answer questions and give me some advice. So we're going to explore making your plants, your beds water-wise for this tax-free kind of special water-wise weekend as we come back from a break. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting natureswayresources.com, then select retail stores. natureswayresources.com. Organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
Native plants, hardy, suited to our climate. Find them in the Heights at Buchanan's Native Plants. Devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening for over 30 years. Perennials, annuals, herbs, vegetables, trees, shrubs, and roses, they're all waiting at Buchanan's, along with houseplants, succulents, and cacti. Plus, Buchanan's bungalow features one-of-a-kind gifts and home decor. Find your way to Buchanan's, 611 11th Street, online at buchanansplants.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back, Home Show Garden Pros. Sometimes I just repeat what the nice man says, you know what I mean? So 281-496-5711, we want to help you out. So what have been your gardening successes this spring? What are some things you've learned? I want to learn that too, 281-496-5711. Do want to take a moment to talk about Arbor True Tree Service. Trees are growing fast. Roots are growing fast. You may see some heading right for your foundation. What do? You call Arbor Tree True Service. I'm so happy to be talking about this company because when it comes down to it, when you guys had called in the past, and I used you guys. Look at that. When y'all have called in the past, and you said, hey, do you know an arborist? I said Arbortrue, because they literally use database tree care. Like, their knowledge-based tree care. It's not about what you feel like should happen or what's the most convenient or easy service to provide. They're accessing science, doing soil evaluations, actually doing DNA tests on the disease, looking at the plants around it, the conditions, seeing what problems there are before they apply something, before they make a recommendation, they do their research. And I just appreciate that so much. And, you know, it's like a lot of times we think of science-based and we think, okay, you know, that's a neutral person that doesn't really care. But that's not true for there. They're passionate about healthy trees, because healthy trees add value and beauty and shade to your home. So if they're healthy. So if you're worried, just call these guys. 832-980-8733. They have over 20 years of experience saving trees. They are board certified master arborists. So these just like literally as good as you can get. And they'll come out and they'll give you a free estimate. So kind of a great thing to do. And they definitely know their stuff and can give you answers and not conjectures and not made up stuff. So this kind of era of funky science, these guys are doing the real thing. So check their website out, arbortrue.com. You can also learn more on our website, homeshowgardenpros.com. Speaking of homeshowgardenpros.com, that's what we're doing. Mm-hmm. The website's great. There's the Listen Now button you can click, and it's a live radio show, though. So our favorite way to connect is via conversation, 281-496-5711. We want to hear from you, and we're going to answer gardening questions as much as we can. And so, Ben, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes. I want to know the name of that tomato plant you said to have in your garden at all times. You said you'd take off the gloves and just get a bowl and fill it up with those.
Oh, that's called the blue indigo tomato. It makes blue tomatoes that turn red when they ripen, but they're blue as they're growing.
You know, you also mentioned Matt's wild cherry.
Yes.
And I think that's the one Ben's talking about.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's the one.
Because he mentioned all summer production.
Yes.
I mean, these things are like berries. They're like, you get... I mean, it's, you know, I praise Juliet and Carbon for making hundreds of tomatoes. Mm-hmm. Well, Matt's cherry, I would say it's 1,000 pretty easily.
Tomatoes.
Yeah. And the Matt's cherry is a relative of our actually native tomato. So tomatoes came from the New World. I don't know if everybody knows that. They're not from Europe. They're from here. And so, you know, if you think of Italian pasta, that's kind of a new invention. Mm-hmm. You know, that's post-discovery of the New World. But this one is the closest relative that you can buy in stores to a native one. And, man, you see them growing on fences. They'll grow up a fence, and you'll have this, like, beautiful berry patch on a fence.
They grow in compost piles. Great.
Oh, yeah. Grow in compost piles. But they make a what size do you think? Yeah, I guess if Juliet are key fob sized, these are key fob button sized.
Yeah, they're about the size of pearls.
Okay, pearls. Yeah, like an average pearl.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine. I just like the idea that they make all summer and that meaning. I guess it's too late to buy those now for this season, but.
It is too late to buy them, but find somebody who has one and get their tomatoes and throw the seeds out in your yard.
Yeah, or get some seeds for them. I mean, order seeds.
Yeah.
They carry the plants in the springtime somewhere.
Yes, we always have them in the spring.
But actually, they're not that easy to find. A lot of people, when they're choosing tomatoes, don't choose these because they're so tiny, and they want kind of something that's less tiny. And so I would say for sure hitting up Nelson's next spring if you want them.
Or this fall. We might have them this fall.
Yeah, or the fall because they're not like really ubiquitous.
You know, I just thought they're the size of blueberries is what they're the
size
of.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. I don't know why I didn't come with up immediately. Yeah. I'm all like looking at my keys.
I've never seen that kind of tomato before. But I got some of the Juliet's this year, and I have one in the ground, and I gave two away to my kids in the pots, and they're doing real good. And I was picking some the other day. I had to go, but I wanted to count because my son counted the ones. He said I had 40 tomatoes, and I said, well, I counted the one in the other pot. It was 32, and I gave it away. But the one in the ground, I counted the other day, there were 82 tomatoes on it.
Wow.
And I didn't stay long enough to make sure I counted each one.
Yeah.
It probably was.
You get over 70 or so, you don't really want to do recounts. It's like, you know, 82 is fine.
Right.
Well, that's okay, great. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Juliet's. I mean, I think that's well known on the show. They're not that small. You know what I mean? They're really not. Yeah. But they grow like they're little bitty grape tomatoes. So.
Yeah, but they're bigger than that. But
Ben, any tomato tips for us? Any garden successes that you feel like, wow, I really achieved this year? I mean, obviously, 82 tomatoes at one time is a pretty awesome achievement, but.
Well, it wasn't my idea, but I got the tip from the lady at Warren's over there in Kingwood. She said, don't just stick it in the tomato plant. You peel off the bottom small branches, leaves, and stick more of the stem into the ground.
Awesome! Yeah, that's great. You get a little more roots that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you used to plant it in a row soil, and those two things make it just grow like crazy.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Yeah. Well, Ben, thanks so much for the call, man. Good to hear from you.
Okay, thanks, bro.
Yeah, it really is, because we talk so much about how. Do not plant your plants too deep.
Yes, never cover the crown. Tomatoes is the one exception to that rule.
Yeah, plant that as deep as possible. So that's awesome. Well, that's good. So, yeah, the Matt's Wild cherry is what he was asking about, very productive cherry. But, again, they're tiny.
Tiny.
So I don't usually grow them in my garden. I've put them in landscape, like random spots. I have a big, really weird-shaped backyard, and back in a corner is always fun to do those, or lantana or something like that.
I grow up my compost pile.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. That's great, because it's like...
Along with the butternut squash.
They're going to grow there anyway. So.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Why not have the compost pile do two things for you?
That's always my favorite,
yes.
Is two things. Mm-hmm. Anita and I were talking about flowers that we love that are water smart, and we're going to explore that a little bit more after this quick break. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
The Home Show Garden Pros will answer more of your questions in just a moment.
Do you have caterpillars and other worm-type insects eating your garden? Monterey BT is a naturally occurring insecticide that's OMRI-listed for organic gardening. Monterey BT is very effective in stopping these persistent pests from damaging your plants. Monterey BT can be used on ornamentals, trees, fruits, and vegetables. It will not harm birds, earthworms, or beneficial insects. Monterey BT can be used up to day of harvest. For a beautiful garden and the time to enjoy it, use Monterey Lawn and Garden Products.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros is back, and something we love talking about is microlife. We brought up earlier today with Joey, talked about the citrus microlife. So it comes in the orange bag. And, you know, all of the microlife products make me appreciate kind of one facet of microlife. And so they have about 30 products, I think. And so that it's interesting, because all of them do make me appreciate. They have 30 facets. There's so many great things about this company. I will just point out that this is a local company. I'm in this huge, like, I want to get as local as I can. A, to support the business, because everybody's struggling business-wise. B, because I can trust that it's made in the U.S., which is important to me versus some other large countries that may be elsewhere. And so this is a locally made, locally employer doing a great job, making an incredible product, using top-notch ingredients, figuring out solutions to things that people have not yet figured out. They've got this new thing called plant energy. It's molasses and humic acid combined. And what that does is that gives a huge mineral pack. It delivers all types of food for pretty much every single soil. It's like a soil speeder upper. It's incredible. It works so beautifully for reducing compaction. I was able to heal a basically dead maple tree with this stuff. Really great.
Is it a liquid?
It is a liquid. And I tried making this at Herman Park. I tried actually combining these two products, and you can't do it, because instantly, the same reason that humic acid loosens up the soil and compacted soils in our area, which, again, a facet I love about microlife is they know our soils, is that it bonded with the molasses. And so it just made this like sludge. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It still was like nice for the plants, but I couldn't spray it. I had to pour it out in a drench. So I couldn't do any leaf stuff, which was a bummer. And so they figured it out. They got this new product. It's awesome.
They must have some type of emulsifier.
Yeah, I think aloe may be a secret, but they won't. You know, they won't say. Yes. They won't tell me the secret. It's like another great liquid they make is that super seaweed. Mm-hmm. It's funny because I rely on it pretty heavily, and I don't think about it. And then when I use it, like I like using it, so I love using it as a post-planting kind of wash for the plants.
So how do you do it? What, do you put a hose and sprayer, or do you use a pump-up sprayer? What do you do?
I use a hose and sprayer because mm-hmm. basically instead of watering, I'm watering with super seaweed. Mm-hmm. And it because it's a great kind of plant energy adder, it actually speeds up root production, which is huge. So, and then it also it greens the plant up. It helps the plant actually take in air carbon better.
Yes.
And so it's like this awesome thing. I mean, I know that Nelson's, you guys, when y'all plant new plants at job sites, you do a foliar rinse.
We do. And I also do it in my yard, but I use a pump-up sprayer. I think I'll switch to what you're doing. And
yeah, just kind of subbing out.
Use those quick disconnects.
Are great. Those mm-hmm. are really great. But they just have so many incredible
products. I wonder if those
products.
Are tax-free this weekend.
I don't know.
They should be.
They should be, because if you're talking about actually being water smart, you want deeper roots for plants.
Yes. So,
but, you know, when it comes down to it, they have lawn. They have great lawn products. Mm-hmm. They have great veggie products, great garden products. So check them out. All of our Home Show Garden Pro locations sell them, proudly sell them, beautiful, beautiful materials.
Which, by the way, the acidifier is on sale at our shop this weekend.
Uh-oh. See? Acidifier on sale.
For the blueberries, the roses, the azaleas, all the acid-loving plants.
I got to tell you, honestly, you could use it for anything.
You can.
You can use it for your veggies.
I'm going to buy it today.
Yeah.
For everything.
You can use it for everything.
Because our soils tend toward alkalinity.
Right.
Plants prefer acid. So, yes, you can use the acidifier on everything.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And it works mm-hmm. It works in my mind better than just like the sulfur fertilizer for acidifying, because it actually uses that soil life. So
yes.
Check out their website. You'll be amazed at all their really cool products. If you're a rancher, if you're a farmer, if you're in town, if you're out of town, they got something for you. MicrolifeFertilizer.com. So really cool stuff. Really cool stuff. So exciting opportunity right now on Home Show Garden Pros. Got Anita Nelson here. And one thing to know about Anita is she is an avid gardener. And like all of us, we all have our preferences, our leans. If I could snap my finger in my yard, every plant would make food, right? Just like every plant would make food. I do appreciate flowers a lot, and so I'm not going to snap my fingers and do that Thanos style. But I am a person who leans towards the edible. You know what I mean?
And I've learned so much from you.
Well, thanks so much.
Yes.
A couple weeks ago, we were asking people to give out their best gardening tip. Mm-hmm. And one person said, and I have it written down, I don't remember who it was, but like failure is part of the thing.
I heard that. I remember listening to him.
And it was such a great insight mm-hmm. because I think about some of the Brazilian plants I planted, African plants, native plants from this continent, but northern or more western, that just didn't make it. Mm-hmm. And basically, what I'm getting to is I want to hear about your favorite plants, because what I know about you is that you're going to choose plants that are successful. And plants that are successful here are generally water-wise. And so these plants are going to be on the water-wise list. They're going to be smart plants. They're going to probably have other options, like other benefits. So you're going to tell me some of your favorites, and we're going to explore the extra benefits that come with these beautiful plants. So what are some of Anita's faves?
I have to say Cosmos is probably my number one favorite plant to grow. You can grow it from seed really easily. You can go to your local garden center and buy it in the 4-inch flats and plant it in your garden, and it'll reseed for you. Bees love it. Butterflies love it. It's bloom all summer long. You don't have to water it. It's great.
That's awesome. Interesting leaves.
Interesting leaves, fern-like leaves. And then it'll reseed in your garden and come back next year.
That is awesome. Well, you successfully covered many facets, many wonderful elements of Cosmos there. This is one of those, like, if you're gardening with kids, you got to get Cosmos.
Yes, because it's 100. And then
it does it all.
Yeah,
it does it all. It gets bugs.
Yes.
It grows fast from seed.
Yeah.
It reseeds. Mm-hmm. Really awesome. And there's so many varieties.
Yes, and I grow all of them.
Yeah, a lot of people think of the tall, kind of leggy, fast-growing variety as Cosmos, but there are lots of options.
Yes. Yeah, the tall, leggy one is the toughest one, I think.
It is the toughest one.
Yes. And then I'm growing zinnias for the first time this year.
Oh, awesome.
We have a customer, Barbara Hendry, and she's listening right now. I know she is.
Barbara.
And she grows zinnia every year, and it's always a showstopper in her neighborhood. Yeah. And I thought, I got a spot. It's a dry, hot – I mean, even after rain, the soil's dry. So I thought, the zinnias are going to love this. And I planted a whole bunch of them 4-inch, and then I planted right in front of them seeds. Mm. The seeds are up. They're growing.
That's awesome.
I can't wait for them to come into bloom. I also like echinaceas.
The zinnia flower, if you think of the most complicated rose or carnation you've ever seen, it's like starts to compare to a zinnia flower.
Yeah.
And the
every
colors,
color.
Yeah, the colors are vibrant.
Including green.
Yeah, including green.
I agree. There are green zinnias.
But you've just got this very elegant, complicated flower. It's really a wonderful plant.
And great cut flower as well.
Yes, great cut flower. So
I also have Coreopsis, which is another super tough. And my daughter-in-law has a wine cup growing in her yard. And I went and bought a whole bunch of wine cup and planted all those. And the salvias, the Wendy's Wish, the Ember's Wish, the black and blue, you can't go wrong with those.
Yeah.
They're tough as nails, and they bloom constantly. The butterflies love them. The carpenter bees love them.
Right. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So really, what kind of – you love plants that you can grow from seed and that will be reproductive. Right. They will put their own seeds out in the space.
Yes.
I mean, that's what I don't.
Well, if they come up where they're not supposed to, I still let them grow.
Sure.
So I have this pretty sloppy looking garden, but.
The English style.
Yeah.
It's like people talk about vincas a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't really have a problem with vincas. They usually don't get to my house because they don't make the multi-use cut. They just have the one function.
But you know, they're a great starter plant. Because that's they can good, get people really started with growing, and it's hard to be not successful with them.
Yeah, that's a great point. That's a great point. So they're easy to grow. The trailing kind can cover some property.
Cascade kind.
Yeah.
If you have a bare area, you can put a vinca there, and it's going to cover it up and
that's
have
a really
flowers
good
all the time.
Yeah, that's awesome. 281-496-5711. We are going to take a quick break, but Meg, I see you, and so we're going to definitely hit you up right after this break. Really excited about talking to Meg. So, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
One of our customers recently brought in a handful of a weed that was taking over his lawn. Hi, friends. Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer. I quickly recognized it as Virginia buttonweed and provided him with a couple of products and the advice to help him out. At Southwest Fertilizer, we're devoted to providing service, quality, and selection for solving your lawn and garden challenges. Come visit us. You'll find seeds, plants, tools, soils, and solutions to fit every budget. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, or find us online at southwestfertilizer.com.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run. Sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Talking gardening and all kinds of other stuff on Home Show Garden Pros, really working to answer your gardening questions, give you great gardening advice. And we got John Ferguson on the line here. Hey, John.
Hey, good morning, sir.
Good morning to you. And we are getting ready for summer. June is around the corner. And so the summer heat can cause a lot of damage to plants. So what are some of your summer garden repair? How do we get our plant through the summer, get our plants, our gardens through the summer? What are some good tips?
Number one is get your soil healthy long before summer gets there.
Okay.
Just like in medicine, do no harm, food be thy medicine.
Mm.
Do we use good organic fertilizers? We don't use pesticides. We don't use herbicides, things that make the soil healthy. We use things that feed the soil, compost top dressing for lawns, composted native mulch for our flower beds. All these things get the soil healthy, and as the soil gets healthier, plants are more resistant. Some plants love the summer.
Yeah.
And if you got healthy soil, most plants can take our heat without any problem.
There's two of your products I'm really thinking of that are going to be really valuable this summer. One is your compost. Every summer I add it to the garden kind of right before summer under my leaf mulch area. And the other is the remineralizer. Specifically, I'm thinking about that for lawns. How can that help out lawns, just spreading that as you would some other fertilizer?
Certain bacteria, algae, can fix nitrogen from the air if there's trace minerals.
Wow.
The remineralizer has trace minerals.
Okay.
So that's one of the things I do for lawn. It also helps plants be more resistant to disease. And if you're growing vegetables, it just makes the food more nutritious. And typically I recommend about 40 pounds for 600-700 square feet. And do it once every 5-6 years. So it's not expensive.
Thanks for making such a great, great, great product, John.
Well, thank you very much. And that was my goal, is to help gardeners become super gardeners.
For other kind of information on what John's doing, you can learn all about kind of the research he did on the human health and how minerals are part of that, or just see his product line. Go to naturewayresources.com. A lot of good stuff there.
All right, sir. And if people want more, we have a free newsletter they can sign up for, too. It's electronic. Well, my friend, have a great day, Danny.
Thanks so much, John. 281-496-5711, Home Show Garden Pros. We're going to talk to Meg. Meg, how are you?
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Doing good.
Doing good.
Well, good. Okay, I have a question about mushrooms in the vegetable garden soil. Are they helping? I mean, I know I feel like it's a sign of healthy soil, but I don't know if they're helping by being there, or are they using up nutrients that the plants might need?
They are not. It's like, you got to know what kind of mushroom it is. So there are mushrooms that hurt. Most of the dangerous mushrooms don't make fruiting bodies. So if a toadstool does come up, it's not that big of a deal. The only danger is that most mushrooms are the kind that break down material. And so if you're seeing them come up and you haven't put mulch down recently, or pine straw or something like that, and you're seeing mushrooms come up, you don't know what it's breaking down. So that's the kicker, is it might be breaking
down. Well, they're coming up more after I add the compost top dressing, so
yeah.
I don't know.
So you're just, that has already been kind of, it is, that's good. So that's a good thing. To see
okay.
those is a good thing, yeah. Like I took out a big piece of squash and watered the space real thoroughly because the squash died from vine borer, and a bunch of the little like kind of very thin slice sort of gray mushrooms come up that you usually see in mulch after a rain popped up, and I it wasn't too disturbing because it was a few of them, and most of them work either on their own to get nutrients from decaying plant material, or they work in conjunction with the roots themselves and help mine nutrients from further away than the roots can get them. So most of them are fine to great. Very few of them that make mushroom bodies are bad. Very, very few.
Okay. All right.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. How's it going in your vegetable garden? Lots of tomatoes, I'm assuming?
Yes, lots of tomatoes. We recently did a really great Facebook Live, and you can actually see the tomato plants. I took off pretty much all my leaves.
I have an eggplant that just went completely berserk and produced one little eggplant produced 20 little eggplants.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
Oh, wow. Did you do the Japanese long ones?
It's the Japanese long ones. Mm-hmm.
See, I think moments like that remind me what those little old school tomato cages are for, mm-hmm. is for things like that.
Yeah.
So that little plant doesn't just fall over.
Yes.
All
it's
that
like,
way.
I know, they do need support. And I've been having lots of those caterpillars, and so I've been using BT. How often would you say that it's okay to spray BT on it, or you do not like BT?
Well, no, I'm fine with BT. You want to beat the caterpillars to the punch. And so really it's the army worms love being on the bottom of the leaves. So that's just one thing to keep in mind, is it's not that easy to spray upward. So
right. I'm short.
Yeah, you're not that short. But yeah, spraying upward is great. And then I think you can overdo it, but it's probably pretty hard to overdo it in one season.
There's that one hose and sprayer has a little scoop on it.
Okay.
That'll allow you to spray up.
That's nice. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I will look for that. All right. Well, great show, and thank you for all your answering my questions.
Thanks a lot, Meg. She's great.
Have you ever seen that hose and sprayer? I forget the name of it.
I haven't seen the hose and sprayer, but I've seen like wands that do that.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a really great thing.
It's a mixer hose and sprayer.
Yeah. Well, I need to get it because my hose and sprayer is straight up broke. So. Mm-hmm.
You have to clean them constantly. After you use, you have to clean them immediately.
Yeah, it's like the straw. You got to clean the straw, make sure it's clean. I used to do that, but then I stopped after spraying molasses. It was an issue.
After you spray, you're so exhausted. You're like, do I have to clean this thing?
For real, you do. 281-496-5711. Curtis, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, I thought I was calling into the home improvement show.
I don't
have a garden question.
Oh my gosh, you're so close. You're only like 15 minutes away. So, Tom Tynan's show. He scooted back an hour about a year ago and gave us this hour. And so, So no worries. Just call back in like 20 minutes and Tom will be on then.
Hey, I've got a question though.
Okay,
I've got,
great.
An oak tree in the front yard whose roots are exposed.
Hmm.
So my landscape guy said, hey, let me cut these roots for you. And I said, no, let's not do that. So what do you suggest?
Well, good move.
I have a friend who has that same issue going on, and we decided to make an octopus garden around the plant. We just decided that we're going to use that chop block all around each root and plant shade-loving things like the pink splash and embrace it. But that may not be for you because then you're going to have to use a line trimmer all the time. But it makes a really interesting looking garden to do that. What is your suggestion?
Well, it's just important to know what's happening, right? Mm-hmm. Is that root – the root doesn't come up. You know what I mean? The root stays there and the soil goes away or compacts. And so the best thing you can do – and Anita's talking about maybe a step two after this is put down compost.
Yeah, but not cover those roots.
No, you don't want to cover them. You just want to do a top dressing, a half inch, something like that, a pretty heavy one, because you want to uncompact that soil. So, and that will actually help the roots kind of get reburied a little bit. They will go down, right? Roots do go down.
So you're saying that if you do the compost dressing, the soil's going to rise up, and then you can start mowing again.
You can start mowing again, and you won't have the roots continue on the top of the soil. They'll go where they want to go, and that's to harvest water.
Yes.
And so that's your best bet is a compost top dressing, and that's where we just kind of spread a very, very thin layer of compost, half inch, quarter inch, underneath the canopy of that tree, and dude, you will see results quickly.
Okay, good deal. I appreciate your help.
Thanks, Curtis, and I'll tell Tom to look for you.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye. 281-496-5711. Oak trees are for sure gardening. That's definitely gardening. We consider lawn and trees gardening also, just so you know, on the show. So we're totally game for any of those questions.
Trees are gardening.
Absolutely.
Love trees.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't love trees?
Yes.
281-496-5711, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Southwest Fertilizer, quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955. MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers, healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Monterey Lawn and Garden, for a beautiful organic lawn, use Monterey Lawn and Garden products.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
You may have missed it, but in the first hour, we did a really cool interview with Suzanne Wainwright-Evans, the bug lady, and she is a beneficial insects expert. And we're doing a webinar with her, with OBA, the Organic Horticulture Benefits Alliance, this Thursday, May 28th at 5 o'clock. It's online, and we will record it. But check out OBA's Facebook page or our Facebook page. It's in partnership with Urban Harvest also, and she's going to be great. So, and you know, just consider tuning in if you want to learn more about beneficial insects. Basically, they can solve almost all of our problems that aren't soil related. So, you know, do keep that in mind. It'd be really cool. Well, Nina Nelson is here with me. We're answering gardening questions because that's what we do on Home Show Garden Pros. We're going to keep that going. So, Jesse, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jesse. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, I have a lemon tree, and it did great last year. And me and my neighbor, we kind of dabble with gardening and stuff like that.
Sure.
So he told me, well, you know, you water pretty good and pretty frequently, you know, it helps the lemons draw in. That's what makes the lemons juicier. So but in that time, I overwatered it. So it started losing its leaves and things like that. So I cut it back, and this was last year. I cut it back. Now this year, it really hasn't. It's green, but it hasn't started producing leaves or anything like that. I used some Super Thrive, last year at the end of the summer to kind of keep it from dying. But this year, it really hasn't. The leaves hasn't really started growing back out or anything like that.
Jesse, I'm gonna jump on this. Anita, sorry, to
you're
go
the citrus
first.
Expert.
So anytime we overwater anything, we create a compaction problem. And so if you just grab yourself some MicroLife Humates Plus and kind of fertilize pretty heavily with that, and I've had the same problem with lemons. They're kind of the only citrus that's really susceptible to compaction. But just put it down and then go ahead and mulch it with some like pine straw, something airy still. And you will see leaves in a couple days, new growth in a couple days. So you got a compaction problem.
Okay.
Is it in a pot?
No, it's in the ground.
Yeah, okay. And I will say this is that, you know, lemons have a lot of water in them, but the number one thing we want from our plants is a big root system. If it's in the ground, that's what we want. We want roots to go deep down, and we never get that when we water. We water, we encourage plants to stay shallow. We encourage roots to stay shallow. So I would say a heavy watering for your citrus once a week, if even that, maybe once every 2 weeks, a heavy watering is what you need to do. What you need to do to get good production. Not more than that.
Okay. And what was that fertilizer again?
Humates Plus.
Yeah.
Humates Plus?
Mm-hmm.
And I can get that off the I can Google it and get it off the website?
I think so. I'm not sure if anybody delivers it. Getting something that's 40 pounds delivered to you might be kind of cost prohibitive. So I'd run up to a garden center. What part of town are you in, Jesse?
I'm in Richmond.
Yeah, so you can go either over to Nelson's or to Enchanted Gardens or Enchanted Forest. They're right around there, so and they have a pretty good line of they have that material.
All right, Humates Plus.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Answering your gardening questions. That's what we're doing right now. We always get a lot at the end of the show. I'm just going to remind everybody that we do start at 7 a.m. So, you know, maybe set your alarm a little bit earlier. No, I'm just kidding. Anita actually got a question texted to her about blossom end rot while we were sitting here.
Yeah, on her squash.
On squash.
Yes, and it's a calcium deficiency. So you said that succulent fertilizers often have a lot of calcium.
They do. They do. Because mm-hmm. That's what keeps succulents like flat and shiny. Also, Nature's Way Remineralizer is a great thing to add to your garden.
Yes.
All your vegetables need tons of minerals. Mm-hmm. So that's probably the number one thing I'd say is that Nature's Way Remineralizer.
I keep a bag of that at my house at all times.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. Except, I mean, I cruise through it. So, mm-hmm. Well, we're answering your gardening questions. We got one more segment on the show, and we're definitely going to get to Dennis and Mike. So you guys, definitely, you're on our list. So hang in there, and we'll get your question in. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
You need Monterey Consen 20 because there's so many ways to use it. Hi, Tom Tynan here. Consen 20 is a great disinfectant for all hard surfaces and is biodegradable. You know, I also use it for algae control on sidewalks and patios. It's also a powerful fungicide for disease control on trees, shrubs, lawns, and a deodorizer for storm and flood reclamation. Pick up Monterey Consen 20 at your favorite garden center. For a beautiful lawn, use Monterey Lawn and Garden Products.
Healthy trees add beauty and reduce cooling costs while increasing the value of your home. If they're healthy,
Protect your home with ArborTrue science-based tree care. From soil analysis, disease control, to insect infestations, trust the internationally certified ArborTrue arborist to feed, prune, and overall make your trees thrive. Easy removal of dead branches, sick trees, and stumps, too. Save your trees and protect your home with science-based tree care, ArborTrue. Get a free estimate at ArborTrue.com.
Yes. Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros is back. And plants for all seasons, awesome, awesome mom-and-pop nursery shop up there on 249, just past Soweto going north. It's a beautiful place. They have really pivoted. One of the buzzwords of this COVID era is pivoting, but they have done a great job just jumping on curbside service. You can still shop there. You can go in and shop, do that. You don't have to worry about the curbside service. They have trees, they have shade, but they have a lot of wind. So totally safe there. It's a beautiful spot. They really have a great selection of herbs and veggies. I'm always interested in popping in there. They sell a really unique thing that I really want to get all the Garden Pro co-op locations to sell. But it's they do plugs for St.
Yes,
Augustine.
I want to carry those.
Yeah, and the plugs stay fresher. They're more probable to have success with when you plant them. And St. Augustine spreads so fast.
And it's a variety that will tolerate shade.
Yeah, they have a Palisade variety. So it's just but Plants for All Seasons is awesome. They brew their own compost tea. They have the refillable stuff. And like all of our Garden Pro co-op locations, it is a place where you can go and you can get actually good answers for your questions. So this weekend is a great weekend to go. And because tax-free and Memorial Day weekend, extra long weekend. So go check them out. It's a great place. They're saying it's get your green on, and that's what they love helping people do, is using their great advice to actually have success with plants. One feature they've got that I think is so cool is they do plantings for you. So you like pick out some plants and say, hey, can you fill this? Or you bring a pot in and say, hey, will you custom plant this pot for me? And they do that. They do a beautiful job. They can do a refresh or a brand new thing. They love good soils. They do a lot of experiments on soils. It's just it's awesome. Got to go check it out. So the address is 21328 State Highway 249, just 249, just past the Weta is how I get there. Their website, Facebook page is awesome. Plantsforallseasons.com is their website. So check them out. Home Show Garden Pros answering questions. Don't forget, Facebook contest is continuing. Name that plant. So now we're talking to Dennis. Dennis, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes, thank you very much. What do you recommend as a fertilizer or soil additive for evergreen plants, like specifically junipers or even waxleaf ligustrum? I have quite a few junipers in my front yard. This year, for some reason, parts of them are dying and there's very little new growth. It seems like they're missing something, but I don't know what. Do you have any recommendations?
Honestly, with junipers, anything that's like a forest plant, like both of those plants are, I'm going to encourage people to use acidifier, the MicroLife acidifier. On it. It is a soil conditioner, like you mentioned. It does improve the soil around the plants, but it slowly ticks the acid content in the soil a little bit to a more acidic space. And so junipers, people don't know it, but they like acidic just as much as your blueberries and azaleas do. So, in fact, Nelson's will have a sale.
It's on sale this weekend, 30% off.
Okay, well, I live out in Katy, so...
That's where Nelson's is!
Right, yeah, I'm familiar with it. I'm just off of Fry Road, off of I-10. So what type of acidifier is it?
Yeah, it's called MicroLife.
MicroLife in the pink bag.
Yeah, and it's just their 624 that's kind of been specially augmented to be good for acid-loving plants. It's really, really phenomenal fertilizer.
So are all evergreen plants pretty much acid-loving plants?
I would say that the ones – no, but the North American ones generally are. So
okay.
Foresty, not rainforest, but foresty plants generally are.
Okay. Well, very good. Thank you very much, and I'll go by Nelson's this afternoon. Thank you.
Thanks, Dennis. Mike, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question for Anita?
I just laid a half inch layer of compost on my lawns, and I want to know, do I need to water? I usually mow my lawns every couple weeks. Do I need to water, will I be able to mow in a couple weeks, or do I need to leave it on there longer?
Well, it depends on whether or not it rains, because the rainwater is the absolute best. So I'd hold off and see if we're going to get a good rain, and then you don't need to water it in. And then Danny's trick is to get a leaf blower, and he blows it into the soil.
That's right. I learned that from a Green Pros, a really cool company. But, yeah, blow it in. If you want to do something, and, yeah, you'll be able to mow. Mm-hmm. So, in fact, you're going to start having to mow more than every other week, just so you know.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to that for sure. Thanks for your, and is your website called Home Show Garden Pros?
Yep, homeshowgardenpros.com.
Great. Thanks for your help. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike. Anita, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So after this quick break, Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan comes in. I know that he'll have at least one caller, Curtis. We'll hit him up. So thanks so much for listening today, and have a great Memorial Day weekend.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
And homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
HomeshowRadio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.